they doing on the power play that's making you guys difficult at this point?
I'm not sure. I mean, I try and stay away from the X's and O's. I just try and read the play and stop the puck. Obviously, if there's trends, I'm aware of them. But we kind of have two open one-timers there, pretty good spots. So obviously, it showed they've scored a few like that. But we're just got to kind of get on the same page a little bit, just to limit those. You know, they have a good power play. They have good players. And when you have those that many options, no different than ours, it's hard to take them all away. And you know, right now we're just the little tiny bit behind, and we'll regroup and be better next game.
How do you do that? Because the previous games, every time they scored, there was a quick response. It's been a very resilient team. Minus the quick, you know, one-timers they had. Now you're in Washington, you're at home. How do you guys respond for this
one? We got to stick to what we've done in the playoffs here. We've play a game, you analyze it. You know, you let emotions come in for about a half hour and you let them go. Come to the rink tomorrow. You take a look at the film, see what you can do better, and you regroup. And next game's a new moment. It's this game doesn't matter when it comes to the next game. The previous two don't matter, and you know, game five doesn't matter. It's all about the next game and just focusing on what we can, how we can execute. And you know, we still have our confidence. We're just that little bit off tonight. That happens, and we're still you know, we know we're going to come back stronger.
Do you feel like there was much you could have done on any of those goals that scored tonight?
I haven't seen the film on them yet. You know, they made good plays, obviously. Two power play goals that I didn't see them very well. So I'm going to look at, see if there's a lane where I can maybe get a bit of a read. You know, the Hedman goal, it's a good play. It's a turnover, quick play. He's in a good shooting area, and he goes lateral with it. It's something that we teach our guys because it's really hard to defend. And then the last goal is just somehow the puck got through eight guys. It's just, you know, it happens. That's the way hockey goes. But there's always something you can do a little bit better. I think myself, I'd like to figure out the ice a little bit more. I was having trouble with it today, just with the humidity and heat, it changes it a bit. So figure out how to get my edges just a little bit better. So there's always something you can do better.
Why do you think you guys have had more success as a team on the road than at home in these playoffs?
I don't know. I mean, it's a pretty small sample size. We've played pretty well at home too. It's not that our game is completely different. But I think we can take a few things that we've done on the road and put it into our home game. Just a little simpler play. You know, just that kind of more gritty style. It's easier to play on the road. It's always that way on the road. Any team would say that because you're not focused on the excitement of, you know, your fans and all that. You know, they bring you energy in good ways, but at the same time, you need to stay realistic and play your game. I thought we've done a good job of that. We just, you know, like I said before, there's always areas we can improve, and maybe we can get a little better that way too.
Because of tonight, does that make Thursday that much more important?
I don't think so. I think every game we're putting the same weight on. Every game's an opportunity to play another. You know, at this point of the year, every game we win, that means we get to play another game. So that's the way we're looking at it. We're having fun, and next game's just another one where we have a chance to win a hockey game and keep building towards something special.
All right, thank you, Brad. Yeah.